أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تشتروا بعهد الله ثمنا قليلا إنما عند الله هو خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق ولنجزين الذين صبروا أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 95 and 96 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the fulfillment of our promises. One promise and one ahad covenant is that we make with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about our ahad, our covenant, our pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this covenant and the pact with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Is our total submission to Allah Rabbul Izzat, to our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to accept the ahkam and the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At the same time, whatever conditions come upon us, then we also accept it, because it is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence that is that pact, that is that covenant that we make with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in bringing iman in Allah, in the recitation of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence Allah ta'ala says that do not exchange in lieu of the ahad, the covenant that we made with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a paltry sum, in other words, a small amount. Whatever a person can be given, this entire world and what it contains, but to break this covenant with Allah, that will mean disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, leaving submission to Allah Rabbul Izzat, being annoyed with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of that a person can get the whole world, but obviously it is not going to be of any avail to an individual. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi and other commentators have included here accepting bribery. That is also breaking this covenant of Allah, that when a person has a legal binding contract with his employer, and then thereafter he's supposed to earn from the employer in exchange for services that he renders, but what he does is he works for other than the employer, and he gives those services that he was supposed to render on behalf of the employer to somebody else, and that is also included in this. Innama indallah, certainly whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa khayrul lakum, that is better for you, in kuntum ta'lamun, only if you know. Whatever we have in our possession, Allah says, ma indakum yanfadu, whatever you have is yanfad, in other words, it will diminish, it will come to an end. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ, and whatever is by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that will remain forever and ever. The question is, what do we have? It is not only the material possessions of this world, but it is everything that we have will one day come to an end. Ulama have written the word ma here refers to everything that we have. The happiness that a person may have, material happiness in this world, that will also come to an end one day. And the opposite of that, grief that a person has in this world, that will also come to an end. A person has satisfaction in this world, a person has comfort in this world, that will also come to an end. And every possession, happiness, sadness, good health, ill health, all of that yanfad, it will all come to an end in this world. But whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by way of reward, especially the reward of the akhirat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is baq, it will remain forever and ever. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ. And certainly we will remunerate those who persevered in their ajr, بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, better than the deeds that they had carried out. We just carry out one deed, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala multiplies it 10 times, 700 times, infinity. Allah ta'ala grants بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب. So the little that we do, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's appreciation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala multiplies it, and it goes to infinity. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.